Christmas Bash. Who's that Pokemon?
Team Rocket, Brock, Misty, and Ash.
Who's that Pokemon? At the Pokemon Christmas Bash. Who's that Pokemon?
Squat, squat, Squirtle.
I'm Brock, back on the block from a quick little stint with Ivy's flock. Two things on my list ain't many. A kiss from Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny.
Hey everyone, this is Josh, this is Wes, and this is Ryan. And this is the Nintendo Show, the best stand Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the first show for the month of January and the first show in the year of 2023. So it's the Pokemon Show, fellas.
Whoop whoop.
Yay.
We're still going through Scarlet Violet. We're going to get some Pokemon to talk about as we're working our way through all the new entries in that Pokedex. But before we get to that, Ryan, how's Pokemon Go?
It is going well enough, I suppose. It's kind of been a lull this month for me, at least, because they had the big annual wrap-up Community Day event. And if you've been doing the Community Days throughout the course of the year, you're probably already good. But basically what they did is they brought them all back. So for a three-day event, you could go back and sort of catch any of the shiny versions of the Pokemon you may have missed throughout the previous months, which would be like... I'm trying to think of all the really good ones. Like Dino was one of them. Chandelure or Litwick was one of them. What is the big bear one? Ursaluna becomes whatever the...
Teddy Ursa, Ursa Ring?
Yeah, Teddy Ursa. I mean, there's one for every month, right? So there's 12 different Pokemon that if you for any reason you missed your chance to catch them, then you could have done that during this event. So I didn't really bother with it too much because I already got plenty of all those things. Right now, they, of course, for New Year's, they're doing this big hat event. If you care about your platinum achievement, like hat, not event, but just a bunch of different hat Pokemon, like Hoot Hoot's coming around. All of the different New Year's Pokemon with their little hats. Of course, there's a new Pikachu with stars on his. And if you care about the cosmetics on the little Pokemans, it's pretty cool. What else is going on? I think there's another big thing. Oh, yeah, there's now a new platinum achievement you can get with Vivillons. Because if you've ever noticed, different Scatterbugs in different regions will give you a different pattern Vivillon.
Yeah.
So if you trade enough gifts with people around the world, you will get the Scatterbugs from the different regions. So that's your method of not traveling around the whole world yourself to collect all of them. You can just trade gifts with people from that region, and then once you hit, I think, 3 gift exchanges with them, then you'll get, that Scatterbug will just sort of appear. So... of all things considered, that's actually probably one of the easiest platinum achievements that will ever exist in this game. a lot of them are very grindy and very time intensive. And of course, the reason why you would care about your platinum achievements is if you want to get to level 50. I believe level 50 requires you to have...
as you should want to get to level 50.
Yeah, somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think, 30-something platinum achievements, which is fucking crazy.
Is that the max level now?
Yeah, level 50 is the max. So, and again, once you hit level, from getting from like level 1 to 40, it's all just experience. But then once you get from level 40 to the next, they usually have 4-ish, I think it's like 4 or 5 different achievements you have to do. So it might be like win 100 raids or something like that to unlock the next step. And a lot of people will tell you that doing the platinum achievements is just so difficult because every one of them is tenfold as hard as you think it should be. Like, have you guys ever best buddy to poke? Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah. So that was actually right around the time that I kind of fell off of Pokemon Go is when they first started doing the best buddy thing.
Yeah.
So I was like best buddies with the Squirtle for a little while.
Yeah. So if you think, add up, it takes 300 hearts, and on average, you're going to get about 10 hearts a day, which means maybe like just from casual play, maybe once a month you get a best friend. If you're just sort of not trying, but you're just sort of going through the motions, mm-hmm. and every day that you play the game, because you should play the game every day if you're not a fucking casual, you'll bring it up, you'll take your snapshot with your boy, you'll rub them so they give you a little heart, and then you'll feed him a golden Raz. And then you'll get 3 hearts there, and you put them in some battles, and before you know it, in a minute, you've got your 10 hearts for the day. Right? It doesn't take that long. But to get the platinum achievement, you have to do it over 100, I think it's exactly 100 best friends. Oof. You have to best buddy 100 Pokemon. You would think it should be like 20,
right?
Like 20 sounds like a lot, but God. I've done like 10, and I've been playing this game for years and years.
And you're 10% of the way there.
I hate to think of it that way. This is one that I will never achieve, I don't think. At any rate.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah. So getting platinum achievements is extremely difficult. So long story short, this is one of the more readily attainable ones if you just know how to get friends from different regions of the world. It's really not so hard. So I would recommend
people. I do a terrible job of making friends.
Well, you could just put your link code online and people will add you.
I still feel strangers, like...
Strangers, careful, Wes.
They're going to try to get to the I still feel like they're going to hurt me somehow.
They are.
Yeah.
Don't know how, but just...
Get into our van. We have Pokemon.
Jeez. So,
Swirlix and,
Oh, it's perfect.
I haven't looked at all into January to see what's downstream for us here in the world of Pokemans. I think, Glalie, Mega Glalie just came around. They're okay. Still doing the Megas, so you're still getting a new one every month or so. So yeah.
Very good.
It's good. Yeah, ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. So in Scarlet Violet, a couple of things have happened, I think, since we last talked about the game. They did the big 7-star Charizard raid, and
yeah.
We did one a couple of those together, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Call ourselves Charizard. We did the Cinderace one just recently. We had us three and Brian from the Discord group join in and took that thing down once we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny because... Like, before we were ever even able to, like, before I was even able to initiate a Cinderace fight, I don't know about you guys, but, like, strategies were appearing online for this is how you do it. Like, oh, okay, well, it's not even available for me yet, so.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the raid that was even up, and people were like, oh, yeah, just do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. But, yeah, once, it's funny, because there was, just the slow bro method was just instantly like, oh yeah, this is what you do. Like, okay, well, I got a slow bro. Here's a bunch of vitamins and candies, and there you go, level 100 fully.
Well, just guy sit there, tilt his head up in his mouth, and just start shoving shit.
Just
down
steroids, throat. Just injecting, yeah. And the Jose Canseco treatment.
Just dear God.
Well, and this is an interesting scenario because this is actually probably one of the if you just sat down and thought about what you would do, like how would you just spike damage on something? Really, really hard. You'd be like, okay, it's a fighting type. What's fighting type weak to? You'd be like, fairy. Okay, does fairy have anything where you can really just crack damage into this game? Not really, but oh, wait, psychic has store power. Is there anything in the game that's going to hold up well against a Cinderace, a fire type that's going to primarily use fighting moves against you, and also can pretty quickly ramp up a store power? And I think that's kind of why it ended up being slow. And again, slow... Bro, not Slow King, even. Slow Bro seemed to be the most logical one because you can kind of really quickly start stacking up, you know, to... Because every stat boost you give a Pokemon that can use a stored power gives it an additional 20. It's base 20 damage, so mm-hmm. It's not much. But again, you do one Calm Mind and now it's 60. You do two Calm Minds and now you're looking at... that's 100, what, 100 damage. Like 100 base damage is great for a third turn attack.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this one, the logic checks out as being really straightforward on kind of what would work. I think it's going to be interesting down the line with whatever else they've got set up for this.
I feel like the next one that they drop, we should figure out our own strategy before we look online.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that,
make it a challenge for us.
That seems like it might be kind of the fun part about it. Okay, what is it that we're going to be able to do to this thing?
Yeah.
Because when we were talking about it, I was like, well, what about Hatterene? You end up building a Hatterene, which I thought was going to hold up a lot better than it did, but it knew Iron Head, so
yeah, shit. It two-shotted me. And then, I mean, it ended up fine once we got the defenses up, because Ryan, you did the Slow King, I did the Hatterene, so you dropped the Reflect, and I just immediately started charming it. Mm-hmm. And after I got, like, two charms in with the Reflect, it started doing a lot less damage on the Pyro Balls.
Yeah.
I also ran... heal pulse for the big heal on John, and also a life do if I just needed a little bit of heal on everybody. And then I ran helping hands just whenever John was ready to take this swing.
Yeah, so this is very much just pure support setting up a one-hit mm-hmm. KO, or an attempt at a one-hit KO.
So it wasn't until we ran another one earlier today that I realized, like, stored power isn't like a stockpile where you lose your buffs once you use the move. Like, oh no, they stick around.
It's pretty cool.
Would have made the first fight we did a lot smoother. Because when I fired off the first one, it had already thrown up a shield. When I fired off the first one, I started setting up against it.
Gotta do this again. I just remember, yeah, when we did that first time through, just like someone just tagged it, did crazy damage after it had already put up a shield and everything. I thought it was you. I guess maybe it was Brian.
Yeah, that was me that first time. And then Brian did the second move because we were like communicating on Discord. Okay, I'll hit him the first time, then you tag in and you hit him with another one.
Yeah.
But what Brian didn't realize until we did the second one is that you want to finish setting up before you start using stored power. So he was actually firing off some stored powers before he was done setting up all the iron defense and nasty plots. So,
and that's the why problem is every time you hit him, he's going to start doing a bulk up, which makes his attack go up and defense go up. So mm-hmm. one, you're making the fight harder for yourself, and two, you're just steadily pushing yourself out of playing with it if you just keep trying to chip away. Like the Charizard fights. In the Charizard fights, that was much risk. Everybody was just trying to hit it to stay alive.
I was running Grimmsnarl with the Spirit Shackle just to lower its special attack. Like, that was it. Like, I wasn't doing anything special with that fight.
Yeah. And I guess it's past now. Like, it literally, I think, just ended before we started recording. I think that no longer can you do this one. But I think it'll be back again in was it 2 weeks or a week from now?
Yeah, something like that. They did the same thing with Charizard, where it was available, and then it went away for a couple weeks and came back.
I just hope they keep doing this. I mean, this is cool.
It's like, cool.
Every few weeks, we get a new Pokemon to mercilessly murder.
I hope they keep doing this, and I hope they keep on patching the game to make it run smoother. Because
And again, just to clarify, if anyone want to farms this in sleep mode, basically, just play this. It's so easy. Get that Slowbro, level 100, Modest Mint, give it a Life Orb, and you want to just essentially run Iron Defense. You want to run Nasty Plot. Maybe a Slack Off if you feel like you need to heal, but you hopefully shouldn't have to. And then, just run a Stored Power on it. Do three of each of those. Three Nasty Plots and three Iron Defense. Iron Defense first, so you don't take a lot of damage. And then do one Cheer Attack up. And then on your eighth turn, hit with a Stored Power. You will one-shot it, guaranteed. That's solo, just playing with NPCs.
The only downside is if he crits. Like, that's the only time it goes wrong.
If he crits on the... And even then, if it's only on the first couple moves. If he crits after, like, the third or fourth move, and your health bar is still okay. And again, like, even then, if somebody on your team has an... If one of the NPCs that spawns is something like an Arbivola, they're going to put down Seed Sower. You're going to get a steady heal. If somebody has Burn. If somebody puts a Burn on it or Paralysis, he's going to take less turns. If somebody has, if it's a Tauros or Arcanine, they're going to roll Intimidate, which is going to reduce its attack even more. So it's so much safer for you. There's really only a handful of combination of NPC Pokemon that you just don't want to see. Like, you don't want to see a Weavile and a Garnacle get thrown out, because that's going to make your life harder. And I say this having done this at least a couple dozen times. The payoff for having done this is, like, so fucking great. You get all the EXP items, tons of EV enhancing items, money, even a little pretty good amount of money.
So, yeah, mints, adamant mints.
We got a bunch of protein. We got 15 protein for that one we did.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, those are 10 grand a pop. And it takes 26 to max out any one Pokemon's
EVs.
EVs. I always get those EVs.
Yeah, the bottle caps are doing your IVs.
Yeah, yeah. And you
get, you usually get a bottle cap out of it too, which is nice.
Yeah, bottle caps are 20 grand.
Mm-hmm. 20 grand of either, like, the Poke Dollars or, like, the LP, which...
Yeah. And by the way, I've been doing this, like, I'm sure my playtime is obscene, but what I've been doing is I have a turbo controller. So what you can do is what are the names of the four legendaries? It's like Chen, it's always Chen Dash something.
Yeah, Chen Po.
Chen Li is the one you want. It looks like a big goldfish.
Yep.
Again, level 100.
This is a fire type too.
Yeah, level 100, Modest Mint it, max out its special attack with calciums, and make the first move Dark Pulse. And all you have to do is just go to the tournament fights. Like, you know the tournament fights at the school when you go in there and you start that up? If you have a turbo controller, just stand directly in front of the guy before you initiate, and then just set the turbo to spam A. And every single fight, you'll run in there and just Dark Pulse over and over and over again. And I had one time where I apparently didn't make it through the fight. I still kept the money from every win up there, and it just dropped me back off at a Poke Center, and I just found myself repeatedly healing my Pokemon over and over again. But you'll probably get about a million Poke Dollars an hour. Oh, an Amulet Coin. Have it hold an Amulet Coin. So if anyone wants to know the easiest way to do it, have the game auto-battle while you're sleeping at night, and you'll wake up the next day with, like, 10 million Poke Dollars.
Tremendous.
So, yeah, again, because it's really fucking expensive to just take a Pokemon and be like, okay, I want to get this thing perfect.
Yeah.
Costs about 600 grand. in Poké Dollars. So even then, if I got 10 million, I still in my mind, I'm only like, okay, this is only going to cover.
I can only max out
14-ish, maybe. I can give about 14 to these guys. So, man, this game.
We will talk about that fish thing eventually, but last time we got together, we talked about 10 or 12 different Pokemon. This time we got 12 more as we move through the Pokedex. We ended up with like different themes somehow. Ryan pointed out where I just kind of took the basic boring ones from the beginning of the decks.
Mm-hmm.
Wes took the next step evolutions of previous Pokedex entries or new forms.
Yeah.
And what did you kind of end up with?
I
forget what you got.
I took ones that I have been doing a lot of raid battles with.
Okay.
So kind of they're all raid specialists. Some are definitely stronger than others, but these are all ones that I think have a ton of fun viability.
So we'll go round robin style here. So Wes has time to look this up.
No, I got them all on my phone. I'm ready. I'm good.
I'll start off with.
I'm sorry that I slack off at this game.
Arbovila,
the Oliva.
Arbovilla.
Arbovilla.
Arbolive.
It's an Oliva, like some olive.
It's a mixture of olive and arbor, like a tree, is what they're going with.
Arbolive.
I need to, works for me. The game doesn't actually say it out loud. They should. I got
Bob Villa.
Bob Villa, yeah.
Yes.
That's a great name.
Yes.
That's what you nicknamed this Pokemon. Scarlet version, Pokedex entry. This calm Pokemon is very compassionate. It will share its delicious, nutrient-rich oil with weakened Pokemon.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all. Nope. I need an adult.
So here's the Violet entry for you. Since you have that version, this Pokemon drives back enemies by launching its rich aromatic oil at them with enough force to smash a boulder.
Damn.
So it like essentially farts so powerfully.
We don't know where its rich aromatic oil is coming from.
Oh, it's gotta be the ass.
maybe. I mean, something this sexy would have to be, don't you think? Well, enough force to smash a boulder. Oh my god. It's like coming out like a fire hose.
Well, that's a good point.
That doesn't sound compassionate at all. Mm. Like you guys saying, starts off as a small.
Your corpse is going to smell nice. Huh?
Starts off as a Smoliv, evolves into Dolive at level 25 and into its final form at level 35. So it evolves fairly quickly. Grass normal type, which makes it weak to fire, ice, fighting, poison, flying, and bug. It's a lot of weaknesses. It resists fewer things. It resists water, electric, grass, ground, and is immune to ghost. So you're worried about a lot of things. You do get some pretty basic resistances, like water and grass types in there. Base stats at 78, 69, 90. 125 is the big stat, the special attack. A 109 special defense and 39 speed for a total of 510. Not too bad. Very slow. Not much HP, but its defensive stats at 90 and 109 are respectable. And big special attack. So you get the different abilities. Seed Sower, which might be one we've mentioned before. It turns the ground to grassy terrain when then the Pokemon is hit by an attack.
Mm-hmm.
And its hidden ability is Harvest, which may create another berry when one is used. Got a bunch of different moves you can pick up by level up, things like Energy Ball, Petal Dance, and Growth. You do pick up some physical moves as well, but I don't see any reason why you would want to do a physical build with this thing with a base 69 attack. It's nice, but it's not nice enough to make a build out of. As far as TMs, things like Magical Leaf, Dazzling Gleam, Giga Drain, Hyper Voice, Pollen Puff, Earth Power, Leaf Storm, Hyper Beam, Solar Beam, Sunny Day. So there's a pretty good move diversity there. And Egg moves, you can get Strength Sap as well as Synthesis. So this thing has got some decent bulk to set up with in ideal conditions. You could do something like a Sunny Day and a Growth, which Sunny Day will make Growth do +2 to your special stats rather than just +1. Synthesis for some health restore, which is also very good in a sunny day. And then a solar beam just to start dishing out damage when you're ready. So
yeah,
it's viable for a competitive fight if that's the direction you want to go with. If you have something to help set up sunny day for you, that's even better. And it has quite a bit of tech coverage for just for fun playthrough of the game. You can go like Energy Ball, Dazzling Gleam, Pollen Puff, Hyper Voice. So you get two stabs and some coverage moves there. So not bad.
Yeah.
Dear God, John.
Well, I think, I don't know. So I think when I looked at the stats, you know what this looks like to me? Rock type. This looks like your typical rock type build. Slow as fuck. It needs defenses.
Yeah, very, very slow.
That's the only difference is that, yeah, it's got that really monster special attack, which is pretty cool. The only move I mean, you say that it's got really good type coverage. I don't think it's a very good type coverage. It's almost exclusively grass moves. You're right. It does get a Dazzling Gleam. And it gets Earth Power. Actually, I think Earth Power's not a lot of... It just doesn't seem like... See, it feels like you always want some ground moves, and there's just not a lot of stuff in here that really gets a lot of ground moves. So I think that's kind of cool.
Pollen Puff will give you a bug move.
Yeah,
I mean... For Psychic and Dark types.
Yeah, sure.
It's not bad.
I don't think you're weak to the... You're weak to six things. I don't think you're weak to those two things. Are you weak to bug?
Yeah.
Because you're a grass. But yeah, six weaknesses is rough. And I guess that's probably why you've got triple digits on both defenses.
Yeah, it's tough being weak to that many things.
It's interesting. I guess, yeah, it's sort of like if you can keep this thing alive and get some heal going, you'll be all right. But, yeah, just being as slow as it is, you know, you kind of want that first step and you never really seem to get it. I haven't played with one. Maybe it's great. I don't know. I might be talking on my ass.
I think you really do need ideal conditions to make it work because it is so slow. You're not getting the first hit in. Yeah. But yeah, seems all right. You want to tag in with one? Who wants to tag in?
I'll go, I guess. Sure. All right. So my first one is Espathra. Have you guys seen or played with Espathra at all?
Weird ostrich.
A little bit. I played with it more when it is in its first form. What's its first form called again?
Flittle.
Yeah, Flittle. I played with it until it evolved and had it around for a little bit. But that was really early in the game when I was rotating my team out a lot.
Freaking evolution. I never would have guessed that.
It is a strange evolution.
But yeah. So it's obviously the name is ESP, you know, extrasensory perception. And then Cleopatra. I guess there's some kind of affinity that Cleopatra had for ostriches, because that's what this thing is, essentially. It's an ostrich.
And the country of Spain?
I don't know. You told me, man. Cleopatra, she's a busy lady, dude. We don't even know if she's a She could have been there.
Yeah, don't we don't judge know. Somebody's interests.
What's it's not that you? Far. You just got to get across the Mediterranean Sea. All right?
They fought giraffes in the Colosseum. Come on, man.
God, that's horrifying. That's not cool.
Well, they didn't know where they were.
Well, they knew they wanted to murder them.
The giraffes just showed up, mind you. The giraffes said, no, the Colosseum's on.
The giraffes challenged them. Got it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They, like, knocked over a table and shit. No, the fight was on. No. Okay, back to what we're talking about here is Espathra. So it's pure psychic type. It comes with Opportunist and Frisk. It has a hidden ability Speed Boost. We'll talk about that in a minute. Really not that great jump off the page stats here. 481 combined, 95 HP, 60 attack, 60 defense, 101 special attack, 60 special defense, and 105 speed. So this thing's actually really fast already. And
pretty good special attack, too.
Special attack. To form, like you were saying, it's this first form Flittle, which is, by the way, very difficult to find shiny. Very, very hard to spot as a shiny, because the only thing that's different is that pink little ribbon around it is blue.
Which is, yeah, it's annoying that there's a lot of shinies in this game that aren't really that different.
Yeah, it's very... This one took me a while to farm, and I very well may have missed a couple, just because you have to really get in close to each one to find the shiny form. Okay, yeah, so like we're saying, high special attack and high speed. It's largely built around psychic. It does dabble with fairy and ghost moves.
As psychics do.
Yeah, but this thing is an absolute animal. This thing is fucking savage.
Well, yeah, it's an ostrich. We know it's an animal.
Stop it.
Yeah, so essentially what makes this great is something we kind of just talked about when we were doing this raid discussion earlier, is stored power. Like, stored power really shines on this Pokemon when you have the hidden ability Speed Boost, which you're probably like, this thing already's got 105 speed. Why do you care about Speed Boost? Remember, at the end of every turn, what Speed Boost does is it boosts your speed by one stage. So every single turn, you're going to get a passive additional 20 damage to your stored power. So if you think about it, say you're running something like Calm Mind on this, which you should. You're running Calm Mind. Every single turn, that's three stages of boosts, giving you an additional 60 damage to your stored power. And if you're doing a Calm Mind, keep in mind, you're also boosting your defense, your special defense inherently. So you're making yourself tankier while just skyrocketing damage. After just a couple of turns, you could be doing over 100 damage off of 100 base special attack with this fucking stored power. It's wild. I think, so the other move combinations, you have Roost at your disposal, which is great. Because like, if you really feel like you're kind of squishy here, which you can be potentially, you don't have, you got 95 HP, that's actually pretty good. But your 60 special defense isn't great. But by the time you've got a few of these Roosts, by the time you've got a few Calm Minds off, your Roost, yada yada. Also has access to Reflect, Light Screen, Psychic Terrain, Shadow Ball, and Dazzling Gleam. So you've got this kit. You've got this really interesting kit of stuff you can do to keep it alive. And the longer the turns play out, the more powerful you're going to become. Really, really cool. And I would say the reason why I love this thing so much in raids is that, you know, maybe you guys have experienced this too. I've done so many raids now that I've noticed that oftentimes teams just stall. Teams just stall out. They just don't have the gas to get across the finish line, right? Like, they'll do their belly drum, or they'll do a couple of sword dances, and then they do that first hit, and then the shield goes up, and then they're chipping away because they haven't put any effort into, like, increasing their terror charge, and then nobody can do damage. And then half the team is probably trying to stay alive by leeching, by doing more damage, and since they can't do the damage, they die. The bar is going, it's just depleting, and when could have been a fight where you feel at the beginning, like, oh, we got this in the bag, it's already down to a third health, and we've used 10% of the timer, the next thing you know, the whole team's wiped, because everybody just did this, put everything into this first shot, but couldn't stay alive. And that's where this Pokemon is so fucking great, because even when the Terra type comes up, and it removes everybody's stat buffs, you're gonna be good, you're gonna just... passively, every single turn, that speed boost is going to trigger. So this thing just has so many times saved teams. I've literally played online with other people where they're all done. They're dying over and over again. And who saves the fucking day? Aspartha. Or Aspathra. Like, I absolutely love this. The only thing that I would say is Psychic type kind of sucks. It really sucks being a Psychic type. You wish Psychic was good against more shit. It's really only good against a couple of things. You know, I mean, it's nice that you're good against fighting. But, like, I don't know. It's also got some pretty common weaknesses. Do you guys know how, like, it seems like fucking everything runs some kind of dark or ghost move. Nobody really runs, I don't see a lot of bug moves, but still, you wish it was more useful against more things. But other than that, you know.
There's not too many things that resist the psychic type, but it's super effective against fighting poison and end of list.
That's it. Yeah. So, again, two types you're not really going to see that much, not competitively, I shouldn't say that. It just doesn't... You would probably two other types you would pick to be good against other than those two. But at any rate, I do like the design. Actually, the design's pretty cool. Did you know that, like, this is supposed to be essentially, like, the Roadrunner? This thing runs. It doesn't fly. It runs 120 miles an hour.
Pretty quick.
That's extremely fast.
Yep.
For a bird. 105 speed. For a dumb bird. It is like the Roadrunner. This thing is fast as hell. Really, really impressed by this one. Once I kind of saw it in action, I realized how valuable this thing is on a team. So I would absolutely recommend everybody take a stab at this. Especially, the whole thing really works around speed boost too. Like, get speed boost on this thing. It's just fun. That's the other thing. It's just fun. It's really, really fun to play this thing and just kind of watch it steadily creep up in damage and just become an absolute menace. All right, I'm done with that one.
All right, Wes, you're in.
All right, I'll start with White Trio. We'll get this thing out of the way. Pure Water type is the version thing of Dugtrio. Has vicious temperament, contrary to what its appearance may suggest. It wraps its long bodies around prey, then drags the prey into its den.
Wraps its long body.
Yeah. You gotta get... Yeah.
And it's funny that, like, I mean, it's obviously a take on Dugtrio, even the name, but, like... A Game Freak insists like this and Toad Cool?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Toad Scroll,
yeah, this is the evolver. They insist that they're not like form changes. They're not like regional variants of Dugtrio.
Oh, he even says that in one of the Violet description. A variety of fish Pokemon, Wugtrio was once considered to be a regional form of Dugtrio.
Okay.
Maybe that's what they're saying, is that this is the chronologically further along that now we understand that regional variants are bullshit. Well, either that or a video game did a contradictory thing.
So this guy, I think it's crap.
yeah, I use this thing for a little because it's the game is very light on new entries in the water type early on, and no, it's not good. What it evolves at level 26, which feels really late for how long you have to put up with a Wigglet.
Yeah, and that thing is also terrifying. Just looking at that thing, a long bite sticking out of the ground, swarming around.
It looks like a leech. It's gross.
Yeah.
Again, 35 HP, 50 and 70 defenses.
Yeah, it's bad.
And then 120 speed, 100 attack. So that's what you're getting out of this thing. This thing is a fast thing that hits hard. And the thing that I also find really funny is one of its egg moves, it picks up a Mento and also Final Gambit, which is hilarious because Final Gambit kills it and makes it do damage based on its equal to its own HP. But he has 35 fucking HP.
Yeah, that's not good.
So, like, why am I wasting my time with that? It's hilarious.
It's kind of like signature move is triple dive, which is a 30 power, 95 accuracy move. Hits three times in a row. So, okay, you got... It's your signature move, and you're probably... You're most likely going to hit all three times for 90 base power. Like, great, but... 95 accuracy, you know, if you have the...
I mean, it's not like you can buff this thing. He's going to explode the next turn.
Right.
So, I mean...
Right. And you're not getting that until level 30. And until level 30, you're using, like, Headbutt
and Water Pulse with its...
Aqua Jet.
Freaking 50 special attacks. So you get Water Pulse? Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, game.
Or Slam with its 75% accuracy. It might as well be 25% accurate.
It's such crap.
So, I don't know if you guys looked at this, but I figure, okay, it's a pure water type. Let's stack this up just against the pure water types. There is only one that can remotely be considered worse than this.
Oh, God. Ooh, wait, let's take a guess.
Of water types?
Of pure water types.
Yeah, fully evolved?
I didn't even bother looking at it.
Are you saying on a scope of multiple gens or this gen?
It's in this gen, but yes, any other gen.
Okay. Oof.
Oh, it is in this generation, but it's available in some other
previous. Maybe like Finneon?
It's not new to this generation.
Yes.
So maybe Illuminion is what you're thinking, Wes?
I'm pretty sure it's in this generation, yeah. But yeah.
Maybe Illuminion.
What's worse than this thing?
Oh, God. That's rough.
Wishy-washy could be.
I like wishy-washy.
That's okay to like bad Pokemon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Miss tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Love Disc.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. It's well, single form.
Love Disc is tankier. Love Disc has more bulk and 100 less combined stats.
Amazing.
Even if Palafin didn't even have hero form, it would be better than this.
Oh, gross.
That's
embarrassing.
Palafin really has 470 combined stats. It's actually okay compared to this thing.
Mm. One sure should be embarrassed by that.
My goodness. Truly bad. And really, it just makes me think, like, what is the deal with Dugtrio? Like, it's the same stat line as Dugtrio, right? They didn't really change anything with it.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's the same stat line still as Dugtrio.
Oh, now I got to look.
Because Dugtrio was, again, it was crazy fast and hit hard, but had very little HP.
You have, like, a couple different abilities here. Gooey, which, you know, when you make contact with it, it lowers...
Oh, but you're
going to
die.
Yeah. So great. You wasted a slot on your team to lower the thing's speed by one stage. Well done.
Yeah.
Rattled, when it's hit by a bug, ghost, or dark move, its speed is raised by one stage.
Because it's dead already, so
yeah,
don't worry about
great.
That.
Yeah, you're not living through... And Sandvale, weirdly enough.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, Dugtrio's got the same stats.
Yeah, pretty much the same stat line. And I was like, wow, so Dugtrio is this soft. But I think Dugtrio also has Dig. So I think the idea was that Dugtrio would always just get the fuck out of the way and then just come in with a Haymaker. This one just, I don't get what the point is.
He's bad and they should feel bad.
Yeah.
You did a bad job here, Game Freak. Am I back in?
Yep.
Got it.
Let's talk about Cloth. Fellas, Cloth is one of the Titan Pokemon that you encounter early on in the game, so you can get this thing pretty early on. Mm-hmm. We've got some Pokedex entries from Scarlet. Cloth hangs upside down from cliffs, waiting for prey, but Cloth can't remain in this position for long because its blood rushes to its head. So the way it hunts for food will also kill it. In the Violet version, this Pokemon lives on sheer cliffs. It sidesteps opponents' attacks, then lunges for their weak spots with its claws. Give them the snips. This is a single form Pokemon.
As soon as it snips.
It is a single rock type, which makes it weak to water, grass, fighting, ground, and steel. It sucks to be a rock. And it resists the normal fire, poison, and flying types. Base total stats 450, so not too much better than one trio, fellas. 70, 100, 115 for its physical stats, and then its special stats are way down at the bottom where they belong, 35, 55, and then a 75 speed. So, you know, that bad special defense and bad HP are really making this thing really exposed. It does have...
Yeah, but it's not terrible. Like, I would use this thing. I mean...
No, you wouldn't.
Stand by, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
So, its abilities, one of them is new to the game, Anger Shell. When its HP drops below 50%, and it will in a hurry, it's going to lower your defense and special defense and raise your attack, special attack, and speed, and get that special attack buff you need so bad. It also has shell armor, which prevents critical hits, and its hidden ability is Regenerator, which will restore 130 for HP when you're swapped out. For moves by level up, you get things like Swords Dance, Metal Claw, X-Scissor, Rock Slide, Iron Defense, High Horsepower, Guillotine. So it's cool they got some ways to buff up your physical stats, like your defense and attack, but like still, you're super exposed to special attack and weak to things like water and grass. It's going to be tough to have some livability in a fight here. By TM, you can get things like Sandstorm, Dig, Brick Break, Shadow Claw, Body Slam, Stealth Rock, Stomping Tantrum, Stone Edge, Giga Impact. By egg moves, interestingly enough, you can get Crab Hammer, which is kind of fun, as well as Knock Off. But like I've been saying this whole time, super frail to special attacks, which is pretty typical of a rock type. Also quite slow, so you're not going to be moving fast against very many Pokemon. It'd be nice for this thing to like get a rock polish and maybe like hope you get hit by a physical attack and buff up your speed. Right off the start of the fight, but maybe like if you really felt compelled to want to use this thing in like a competitive situation or against like an Elite Four or something, like maybe you can like set up a Stealth Rock and Sandstorm and then just Sword Dance and try to hit some Rock Slide or wait for this thing to die. You're not going to be waiting long. I think it's got decent like move diversity for just like using it for fun throughout the game. You can do like a Rock Slide, X-Scissor, Crap Hammer, High Horsepower. I think this thing can hit hard and tank a physical hit, but it's just not a super viable Pokemon till the end of the game or for competitive situations. Yep. That's all I got to say about this guy.
I read that it's basically a faster Sudowoodo.
Sure.
It's really not that different from Sudowoodo. And this is a game that actually gives you access to a lot of fun rock types.
We talked about one last time.
Yeah. Again, that's the one I would lead with is Garganical. Yeah, you might as well
run into him in the same region.
Yeah, or why don't you just play with a Lycanroc, Colossal, Iron Thorns, Glimmora, Tyranitar. Fucking go with that. Stonjourner.
Mm.
All of these at least have something more to offer than what this guy has in some capacity, or they're just like a little more fun. They're just some kind of, in some way, a play or twist on it, including some just straight up bruisers here. Like Tyranitar is fucking crazy. Glimmora is nice because it's got this poison pairing as well. Like, I think there's so much fun stuff to do if this one just feels kind of underdeveloped.
Mm. Yeah, it kind of feels like it, it's like designed as if it was like a second stage Pokemon, but it still has like a single form Pokemon stats. Like, there should be something before this, and Clough should be a bit better than it is.
Or something after Clough.
Sure. But it is kind of a sizable Pokemon. It looks like it should
just
be.
Yeah, it's just so big. What if it's so large?
What if it evolves and gets smaller? That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting, yeah.
Kind of like bursts out of its shell, and then...
Yeah, and it's just like a...
It's just one big claw.
Yeah.
Well, you get the Clough sticks in the game, too, so you're literally eating this thing. You can literally make a sandwich of itself and force it to eat it.
Could you make an all-crab team? We got this, we got Clauncher, we got Kingler. Are there any other crabs? Oh, Crawdont.
Kingler's not in this.
Well, not in this, but at some point in the future, they'll have all the crabs in the game together.
Yeah, I would say you probably do like a sushi theme as well, because the dragon in this game, whatever that little guy is.
The issue with doing that is it just generally would be a bad team, because there would just be a lot of water types.
how many things can run Crab Hammer is basically what we're asking.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got. Anyone else want to tag in about Clough, or just want to move on?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Derpy face. I like it.
Yeah, that is kind of adorably stupid looking. There is some charm to it. I actually kind of like the design. And I like how big it is. I just like that it's so large.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'll move on. I'll talk about Fluttermane. And I think this is the first Paradox Pokemon we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. But Fluttermane is very ghost. It has an ability, and it's the same ability as all of these Paradox Pokemon, called Protosynthesis. Not Photo. Protosynthesis.
Yeah, it's different for the future. I forget what those are.
But. Yeah. 570 combined stats, which, as if you played Gen 7, is the same as the Ultra Beasts. I believe all of the Ultra Beasts were 570 combined stats. This one has a very, very soft 55 HP, 55 attack, 55 defense, but then 135 special attack, 135 special defense, and 135 speed.
Huh.
So it's just like an even more janked out Miss Magius. Like, it's even weaker physically, but even more blown out in terms of special attacks. Special stats. So yeah, it's really interesting, and it's very popular in raids, mostly because it has access to a ton of different types. Tons and tons of different types you can cover with this guy. And it also comes with fake tears. People really like fake tears as a means of dropping your opponent's special defense. So kind of rather than trying to ramp up yourself, especially when you pair it, because when I play this one, especially if I see everybody else on the team is going with special attackers, and I know I'm going to be... like safe, because there's only like two, we'll get to the weaknesses and shit, but there's only two weaknesses you're really worried about. As long as I personally feel safe running this thing, then I'm gonna go with it, and I'm just gonna use fake tears to make everybody else around me even stronger, and then when I want, I'm just gonna just smash it in the face with a wonderful diversity of moves like Moonblast, Shadow Ball, Mystical Fire, are all really, really good and cover a lot of things. I mean, you can also run Wish on it, Sunny Day, if you're helping a team of fire types.
Parish Song, if you're just an asshole.
I guess you can run Parish Song, might as well. I don't know how that works in raids. That would be hilarious.
You just fate all your ally Pokemon.
Yeah. So, there's a held item called a Booster Energy, and you get those on the Paradox Pokemon. It is critical. You absolutely really need to be running Booster Energy, no matter what the Paradox Pokemon is.
When you're running a booster energy, it buffs up your highest stat. I guess like once you get like EVs and IVs into the mix, yeah. But that might be how it judges it. But it's got like three even base stats, all yeah, 135.
Yeah, I think they're all kind of like that. It basically, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's whichever one you choose to buff up. So like I use special attack. I'd rather sure. have the boost on my special attack just so I can hit even harder with it. Yeah, great type combo. It's really cool being Fairy and Ghost because you have two weaknesses, including three immunities. So that's cool. Straight up three immunities.
Yeah, that's really
and
good.
One resist. You're neutral to everything else, but, you know, whatever. And your two weaknesses are Ghost and Steel. I feel like you can play around those fairly effectively.
Yeah. Steel's not that hard to dodge.
Yeah.
And you got that Mystical Fire right there, like by a level up mm-hmm. move.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think that this is just an easy-peasy done-in-one. This is a really, really good one to use in raids. It's fairly good. As long as you're not putting it into dangerous scenarios, this thing is very, very strong, will stay alive, and will pump damage and help teammates. It kind of does everything you want it to in terms of a raid. Only thing I would say is Miss Magius looks fucking cool. This one looks okay. Like, Miss Magius is a cooler evolution to Miss Drevis than... Fluttermane is.
Right, Fluttermane like looks more like a Mischievous than it does a Miss Magius.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's alright. Oh, and by the way, if anyone cares about it, if you're doing the whole shiny hunting with sandwiches and stuff, I believe it's still in the game you can do this, where if you consume a ghost type sandwich with Herba Mystica to kind of give yourself the three times sparkling and three times encounter, and at night. If you go down to the very bottom where only Glamora should spawn, nothing will spawn except for shiny Fluttermane.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but it's still the same odds of it being shiny.
Hmm.
It just won't show you all of the normal Fluttermanes that it's trying to spawn in, and it is, I assure you, trying to pump them out as fast as it can. But it's probably about the easiest way to get a shiny in the game at this point. Hmm. Just go in there, stand in the middle of the room, and just can't keep your camera spinning. And that, even if you just don't even have a shiny charm, you're 1 in 4,000 odds. The only things that will spawn in that room are going to be shiny Fluttermane.
Hmm.
Very specific circumstances. Watch a YouTube video on it if anyone actually feels like doing it. I know I did it, and in the course of 20 minutes, I got three of them. So, again, because the game, it's just trying as fast as it can to spawn them, but all of the ones that come up, like just your regular Fluttermanes, it doesn't put them in the room. No Glamoras are spawning. And it's a weird quirk. It's the only one like that. It's the only one that's going to behave just like this. Hmm. So, that's all I got to say.
All right. I will go with Tote Scroll next, which, when I saw the Tentascruel, whatever the frack the first form was, I like shat my pants. That thing was like, I freaked out. I was like, what the hell is this? This abomination on mankind.
And when it comes running after you?
He's like, oh God, why? So it's their version of Tentacruel.
So it's not aquatic anymore.
But it's not. It's a ground grass, which is weird type. These Pokemon gather into groups and form colonies deep within forest. They absolutely hate it when strangers approach. And also, it coils its 10 tentacles around prey and sucks out their nutrients, causing the prey pain. The folds along the rim of its head are a popular delicacy.
This gross. Thing
is terrifying. Okay.
Remember there was a time where, like, we wonder, like, do people actually eat Pokemon? Now it's like every other Pokemon and Pokedex entry is like, oh yeah, this is food.
Yeah, we eat them. Just brutally. Mm. They're highly intelligent, and yeah, we eat them.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
Base stats, 515. The highlight stats for being 80 HP, 80 special attack, 120 special defense, and 100 speed. It's attack and defense, or who cares? Egg moves, Leech Seed, Toxic, Rapid Spin, Mirror Coat, Acupressure. The big thing is
you got a lot of egg moves. That's quite.
You want Rage Powder. Because you run this thing in a double fight, a double team, and you run Rage Powder. And you run that, and you run Spore. And this thing just got a little bit of versatility with it. You also can run Hex on them. You got Giga Drain, Earth Powder, Power. But yeah, you Spore and Rage Powder to help set up things. So this guy's got a little bit of utility. It's not going to be the big heavy hitter, but he's going to help you help up in those kind of things. So that's generally what you want to use this guy for.
You got quite a bit of like defensive bulk in the special events. It's fast. It's going to move quick to start doing all your gadgety things. I think like you defend, like invest some EVs in like your defense and HP. And
yeah,
quite an annoying Pokemon to go up against.
This guy is weak to fire and double weak to ice. And flying, bug. I mean,
it's not the worst set of things to be weak to. And again, you're over 100 speed, is that right? Or is it close to 100 speed?
100 speed even.
With fucking Spore and Giga Drain.
Yep.
This thing's fantastic.
Yeah.
This thing's actually, I think this thing's on paper.
Special attack's only 80, so he's not going to hit hard, but still, he's.
Yeah, that's decent.
Yeah, it's fine.
Also, as I understand this, Mycelium.
Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Ability, right?
If the Pokemon uses a status move, it will move last in the speed bracket, but its moves aren't affected by the ability of the target.
Oh, so it can paralyze something that's limber.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or use Spore on something that
has insomnia. Yeah.
And that's its only ability option. Like, there's no hidden ability. There's nothing else.
Nope, that'd be it.
I think that's pretty cool.
He's interesting. I like him.
It's a cool design, too. My question, though.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Okay.
Is this the last of the Tentas we've seen? Like, could there be a fire one? Tenta Fuel?
I hope
not. Oh. Because we've got our water one. We've got our grass one. Where else can we go with these ridiculous, cruel monsters?
Mm.
You know?
Well, it's the first part that changed, because it went Toad. So it's like a, I don't know. I can't, I don't know.
Have like a dark type Tenta Fool?
Ooh.
I like the fire just because it completes the
rock, the fire, water, grass
dynamic.
Yeah, that's good.
If every game had one from now on, that would be exciting.
So you think a water poison, a grass ground. So how do you complete that other trail? Like a fire flying?
I was just about to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because there's just a weird type alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be like in Super Mario Bros. How you've got the things that fly around in the sky in the later levels? You know,
the bloopers. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. All right.
That's I think it's perfect.
Yeah, that's like based on actual science too, so there you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back over to me. You got anything else for him?
No, go ahead. Yeah, he's great.
All right, so let's talk really quickly about Mabostiff. Not really much. I need to spend too much time on this guy. Pokedex entries. This Pokemon can store energy in its large Dewlap, whatever that means.
This is a kid's game.
Mabasif unleashes this energy all at once to blow enemies away.
This is a kiss game.
Come on,
please.
Mabasif loves playing with children.
Oh my god, this is using, awful.
Though usually gentle, it takes on an intimidating look when protecting its family. Evolves from Mass Chief into Mabasif level 30. It's a single type, dark types, which makes it weak to fighting bug and fairy, of course, resists ghost and dark, and immune to psychic. Got based out of 505 total, which isn't too bad. Yep. Distributed as 80, 120, 90. And then its special attack and defense at 60 and 70, and speed of 85. As far as its abilities, of course, we've got Intimidate, which will lower the opponent's attack one stage. Guard Dog, which is really fucking situational, boosts attack if intimidated, but also can't be forced to swap out.
Yeah.
So you can't use like a roar against this thing.
That's dumb.
Its hidden ability is Stakeout, which deals double damage rather than normal damage to any Pokemon that switches out or enters in the middle of a fight. Which is also super situational.
Strangely situational. I guess it's supposed to fuck up your Palafin or something. It seems like there are a handful of Pokemon that are built around switching around.
Yeah. So as far as moves by level up, you're getting things like Crunch, Lockjaw, Outrage, funnily enough. By TM, you can do things like Thunder Fang, Ice Fang, Fire Fang, Dig, Psychic Fangs, Body Slam, Play Rough, Wild Charge. With your egg moves, you can do things like Retaliate, Play Rough, Destiny Bond, which is another strange one. But this is probably not ideal for a PvP fight. It's pretty exposed when it comes to its special defense and HP, like we've talked about for a bunch of Pokemon. And it doesn't really have much opportunity for setup, so you're really just kind of throwing this thing out there and hoping that it's going to be able to do decent enough damage on its own, or you're setting up for it. And if you're having to do setup for it, then you're probably just better off picking something else anyway. And there's a bunch of other fun dark types rather than having to use this thing. And it does have some decent bulk and good physical attack. An assault vest might be a pretty decent held item for this thing because you're not doing anything other than attacking. It's probably got pretty fun type coverage if you're just doing a four fun playthrough. You can just run the different fang moves and a jaw lock or a crunch for your stab move. Probably decently usable, decently fast enough where it's going to be moving against most things you're just going to encounter in the game, most trainers in the game. So not entirely useless for fun playthrough, but you have to do a lot of its work for setting up for it if you're using it for a PvP situation.
Mm. Yeah, I wrote that it's the dark equivalent of a stat stick.
Mm.
If you guys have ever heard the term stat stick in RPG scenarios. It's like when you have a weapon and your weapon does plus 3 skills and it does 20% chance to do a cool thing and it's it creates this aura or whatever and then does this and it's 150 enhanced damage. But then you could just go get the blue item that does 350 enhanced damage. Mm. And it's okay, that's better than all that other shit. That's a stat stick.
Right.
You just get the one really strong item and you hit the thing with it. That's kind of what this feels like, right? These are great stats. Over 500 stats on just this two-form dark type dealing 100... Was that 120 damage? 120 attack?
Yep.
That's great.
It's big.
That moveset, too, that you listed. Really fun moveset, too. Lots of diversity. A lot of stuff you can do with it. It doesn't get strong jaw.
No, yeah, weird. It should.
But yeah.
That would really change the dynamic of this thing.
It would be a lot of fun, I think, with something like strong jaw.
You do something an assault vest with strong jaw and all these different fang moves, then you actually have a competitive Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're saying, in just a normal playthrough, I bet this thing is fantastic. Probably really holds up very, very well and has so much diversity in its move pool that it covers all these different types. And this is boring. You're going in and you're hitting A. You're looking at what am I... Does it say super effective? That's the thing I'm going to do this time. It doesn't seem like it's that much fun, but, credit where it's due. This is, way better than a fucking Rattata. this blows Raticate and my boy Lanoon. I love you. You're not as good as a...
Oh, could you imagine if this thing, got a belly drum? Jeez.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's okay. Again, it's boring. It's just boring.
Hmm. Because, all you're doing is, picking your four favorite moves and just attacking.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's move on.
Okay, Veluza is my next one. You guys seen this Veluza? You know which one I'm talking about?
Yep, I know the one.
Okay, it's psychic, another psychic, psychic water, with mold breaker and sharpness. So sharpness is kind of like strong jaw, actually. Strong jaw, but for cutting moves.
Okay.
Well, kind of interesting. Total stats, not that great on paper. 478 with 90 HP, 102 attack, 73 defense, 78 special, 65 special defense, and 70 speed. So when you see this thing in action, that 70 speed is like, why? Shouldn't this thing have like 100 speed?
Yeah. It looks like it should be fast.
And if you've ever like... So I did shiny hunt this one and I got one. But it was so fucking annoying. Because you're like spawning all of them around you. Mm. And they're all just fucking coming at you from every angle. That like, you just basically have to keep jumping in the air on your Pokemon to just not have them hit you constantly and trigger battles. Ugh. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's a single form. It's obviously a physical attacker. It's not like the first gen had two psychic waters. You already this is competing against things like Starmie and Slowking.
I love Starmie.
Yeah, Starmie is amazing. But both of those are special attackers, and literally we're just talking about Slowbro being the thing that's gonna ace your Cinderace fights, and like, you know, no one ever said why don't you rock a Veluza, which has an even better type combination. But nobody was like, why don't we roll it with the loser? Everyone's like, no. All right, at any rate, but what it probably more closely resembles is Bruxish. Bruxish is also in this generation. It is another water psychic, and it has strong jaw. So instead of like the strong jaw angle, this just has this sharpness angle, which again, of course, you should go with the hidden ability sharpness on this bad boy. It's not really a powerhouse. It doesn't really look that great, but it's actually pretty good. I've actually found this to be very, very useful in certain circumstances. It's the only Pokemon in the game that can learn this move called Fillet Away. Have you heard of it?
Yep.
So think of it as like a belly drum. It's a belly drum, but instead of giving you +6 attack, it gives you +2 to attack, +2 to special attack, and +2 to speed. So in one turn, you can really burst it out. You can become a lot faster and give yourself +2 attack, which... You know, it's... You would maybe think you want the belly drum instead to get the +6 attack. But this works out just as well on its own because it's got 102 attack already. It's like, it's already sitting pretty with good physical attack. On top of that, you're pairing it with moves like Slash, Night Slash, Psycho Cut, a move called Aqua Cutter. It's great. So, I mean... How do I phrase this?
These are all moves are like high... crit ratios too.
Yeah, I want to make it seem better than it is because like I think it's also, keep in mind, it can also run psychic terrain, so you could be in a scenario here if you could survive a few turns to make all of this happen. And by the way, I've done this in raids. It's glorious when it plays out. But right, think of the cascading damage you can get from one having this sharpness ability that's going to boost something like a Psycho Cut, while also having a psychic terrain in effect, while having boosted your stats with the Fillet Away, and landing a crit. All of that, all at once, just creates this multiplier effect on damage you do that just creates this obscene burst of damage and really just... I mean, the things that I tried it against were ones I knew I would be safe, and I knew I had a type advantage. So I specifically rolled until I found some poisons to try this thing out on, basically. And yeah, it one-hit KO'd 5 stars easily. Easily. Not even like... I was still in the green in my health. After just three turns of setup, essentially, I was just like taking them out. Really, really cool. I like this a lot. Only thing is, like, you really do need to find a way to stay alive. So I would say run a Shell Bell, Leftovers, or a Citrus Berry.
Or have someone. Like, if you're doing raids, have someone there who's going to support.
Yeah. And we've already talked about how edible all of these Pokemon are. Mm-hmm. Yep. So apparently this is based off of something called Hake, or Hake. H-A-K-E. It's a type of fish that's very common in Spain. And you eat it. So that's the whole thing about this. This thing is a very delicious animal. And probably rather than fighting it, you should just be consuming its flesh.
And it fillets itself.
Yeah, fillet away. There you go.
It's a fish that wants to be eaten.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that animal in Milliways, the restaurant at the end of the universe.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, vaguely remember this.
Maybe you guys should read a book sometime.
We were talking earlier about how I'm reading a book.
So, like, this thing,
since I read it.
I'm reading this book. you're resisting fire, water, ice, fighting, psychic, steel. So six resistance. That's pretty good. You're weak to electric, grass, bug, ghost, and darks. Quite a few weaknesses. But yeah, it's kind of a shame that Filioque is also like boosting special attack rather than like boosting your attack and speed even just more.
Three in attack, three in speed. Like that might be a little, deal.
Might be a little broken there, but yeah, that'd be great. But I don't know, I guess you like could do a special build of this thing if you wanted to. I don't know why you would want to, because with the hidden ability and like the high crit moves that it uses, like you could do like a for fun just run through this game with this thing, just with like the crit moves, the sharpness ability, and holding a razor claw that increases your crit ratio. And yep. Just a playthrough, just go. Super effective critting your way through the game. Interesting.
Okay. Again, this is a really fun one just because there's a lot you can do. Again, in the way that, what is it? Mabostiff or whatever just has nothing you can do with it except just hit the thing in front of you.
Yep.
This one's got all kinds of fun little mechanics you can manipulate to just really turn this thing into a powerhouse. Again, 478 combined stats. This thing is not great, but a smart player can really extract a lot out of this one.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Wes, tag in.
Alrighty. We got King's Gambit.
Nice.
So this guy is the new evolution of by Sharp. Yeah, that's his name. I can
Pontiard by Sharp.
I can think words. This guy's a dark steel. And only by Sharp that stands above all others in its vast army can evolve into King Gambit. Through it commands a massive army in battle, it's not skilled at devising complex strategies. Oh, that way it commands. It just uses brute strength to keep pushing. And boring entries. Steel Dark.
Yeah, nothing about, like, doing things to children in this one.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, it has the... I mean, we'll talk about the ability Supreme Overlord, but it's very much the Zap Brannigan school of thought, where it's just... He's going to send as many soldiers to their death until he hits them.
Throw bodies. Exploding, you cowards. this thing's going to be weak to fire, double weak to fighting. And what is that, ground? Yeah, ground. So, only three big weaknesses.
Two immunities, nine resists.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Four things do normal damage.
Yeah, like nine again. Two immunities and nine resists. This is fantastic.
Yeah, I really
over
really
100
like
HP.
I really like this type combination. It's real good.
Yeah.
550 base stats: 100 HP, 135 attack, 120 defense, 60 special attack, 85 defense, 50 speed. I mean, this thing is a brute. Big, slow, dumb brute. Awesome. You can get egg moves for quick guard and sucker punch and mean look. Who cares? But, yeah, just typical stuff you pick up. Night Slash, Slash, Sword Stance, Iron Head.
This thing is so nasty with Sword Stance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't make that up to 64.
They should all be 100.
You could just DM it. To evolve Bisharp into King's Gambit, defeat three Bisharp in groups with Pontiard that hold a leader's crest.
Yeah.
The opponents hold it, then level up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's weird.
A little tricky, but yeah. I mean, not that hard. This is one, like, how do you discover this without looking it up? Yeah. How do you just stumble upon evolving this thing?
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Really, really good.
Yeah, it's very good. He's a brute.
Oh, yeah.
He sits on his own hair.
So, yeah.
You run a nature that just, like, lowers special attack and... maybe gives you a bit more speed if you really want it.
So Defiant is an amazing ability if you know your opponent is going to try to lower certain stats.
Yep.
If you know that your whatever you're going up against is going to sit there and try and reduce your speed, like, why the fuck not throw this guy out
or,
there?
Or, like, if typically someone's going to start off, like, throwing out a Pokemon that's going to try to intimidate.
Yeah, perfect.
Or if someone throws down a Sticky Web.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's just, you immediately side boost the second you throw him out.
And do you guys look at the Supreme Overlord? It's interesting.
Oh, yeah. A
10%
damage. That's what people are running. That's what people are running.
Every team KO. So that's nice. That's really, really
cool. It's really, really good.
You, of course, are worried that your friend's dying is going to hurt your timer bar and everything, but at the same time, 10% boost to damage. Worth it.
I mean, it just in like raid situation, but like if you're doing like a competitive battle, if you're just sending fodder out to die, maybe like setting down stage hazards or something, and then you're down to your last Pokemon, but it's this thing with Supreme Overlord, and you have like what would it be like a 50% boost just to your 135 base attack? Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like move diversity, Wes, you mentioned things like Night Slash. Probably your big dark stab move. I sound like an Iron Head for your Steel type if you really want this. Zen Headbutt might be a cool one for this one. It can learn something like a Shadow Claw if you really want something like that. Poison Jab is an interesting one for this. It might be a little bit redundant with Iron Head, though, because if you're going after fairies.
Oh. He's great. I mean, yeah.
X-Scissor. Yeah. It's hard to find anything negative to say about this thing.
It's a very, very good Pokemon. Yes.
Cool. All right. My last one is Oinkologue.
Yeah.
Oinkologue.
Now that
is it supposed to be like baloney, but with oink? Oinkologue?
Maybe. Again, they don't say these things
out loud. Or is it like cologne? And like this pig smells wonderfully.
I think it's supposed to be like cologne because the Pokedex entries do have something about its aroma.
Oh, okay. That's got to be cologne.
Right.
Oinkologue. I think it's
Oinkologue. Oh, maybe.
Oinkologue. Yeah. Oinkologue. Okay, go on.
Well, that's like rouge. But it doesn't have the O next to the U there. So yeah, I think that makes some sense.
I think Oinkologue, I don't know.
But
I
this,
don't care.
This Pokemon, the male...
Okay, you just gave up right there. I don't care.
the male and female entries have different Pokedex entries.
Oh.
They not only different sprites, but different Pokedex entries.
They also have different movesets.
Yeah, and different stats.
Different stats, not different... Different movesets, are you sure?
There's two listings.
Different abilities.
On Serebii. Yes. I don't know if there's any difference. I didn't go through all the abilities and double check.
Interesting. It's not really worth covering too much. This thing isn't great. I think it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's an early normal type. It's probably better than some early normal types. Or maybe better than
I would much rather run this over Raticate or...
How dare you? How dare you speak ill of...
Raticate.
speak ill of I'm not aware of this thing running out. Is it Super Fang or Hyper Fang or whatever it is?
That this thing doesn't have. The POTUS entries for the male, proud of its fine glossy skin. It emits a concentrated scent from the tip of its tail.
Oh, God.
And in Violet, it entrances female Pokemon with its sweet, alluring scent that wafts from all over its body.
Oh, God.
A lot of entries about smells.
And you just happen to pick two of them.
I know, right? For the female, this Pokemon sends a flower-like scent wafting about. Well-developed muscles in its legs allow it to leap more than 16 feet with no trouble at all. Like 60, fucking 16 feet. Holy shit.
Better than my Cryodon, probably.
The other entry.
Why are we riding around on this hassle?
It would be amazing to ride around on a pig. For the female Violet entry, this meticulous Pokemon likes to keep things tidy. It shrouds itself in a floral aroma that soothes the Pokemon around it. Evolves from Lechonk at level 18. Like I said, different sprites for the male and female. Single type is normal, so of course weak to fighting, immune to ghosts. Male base stature, we're going at 110 HP, then 175, 59, 80, 65. So, you know, defenses are kind of fringy, but big HP. A total of 489 for both the male and female. Female base stats, you're looking at a bit more HP, less attack, less defense, but more special attack. But it's only like five, maybe 10 points kind of shuffling around here. For its abilities, we're looking at things like Lingering Aroma, which is like Mummy. You make contact, it changes your ability.
That's the male has that.
Mm, yeah. Also, Gluttony. I don't have the female abilities written down, if you guys have that. Hidden ability, Thick Fat, which of course we know reduces damage from fire and ice moves by 50%. Gluttony, I don't think I mentioned. There are certain berries that are pinch berries, and when you see things like ups or raises this stat in a pinch. So pinch berries, there's a group of berries that will, when they're consumed, raise a stat. Gluttony lets you use those pinch berries when the HP drops to 50% rather than 25%.
Oh, the female, again, fitting, but the same way the other one was fitting with your Pokedex description, they learn Aroma Veil.
Okay.
Not a new ability or anything, but yeah, again, essentially it prevents certain other key moves from taking effect, things like Taunt, Torment, Encore Disable, Curse Body, Infatuation, yada yada.
Oh, infatuation. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As far as moves by level up, you're getting things like dig, takedown, headbutt, yawn, workup, belch, earth power. By TM, you can get things like facade, bulldoze, zen headbutt, body slam, iron head, body press, seed bomb, play rough, giga impact. And with your egg moves, you're getting things like stockpile, spit up and swallow, if you want to go that, and stuffed cheeks. And stuffed cheeks is an interesting one.
Squabbit learns that one. I think that one, you might as well run Squabbit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because in the game...
If the idea is that you're going to manipulate... You have a lot of berry stuff, but mm-hmm. Squabbit clearly is the superior normal type berry. It's like, that's my thing. Don't steal my thing.
Right.
Fucking Oinkaloni.
But like, if you do things like a Ganlon berry plus stuffed cheeks and body press is a kind of a fun combo. Thick fat would probably be the best ability for that sort of build. But with something like a stuffed cheeks... It's going to increase the buff that you're getting from a berry you consume. That will buff up your stats. So a Ganlon berry is going to buff up your defense. Stuffed cheeks will, like, I think, give it a +3 rather than just a +1.
Simply and then boosts his defense stat. Yeah.
Yeah, and then body press is a fighting type move that is going to do more damage based on your defense. So, kind of a fun little trick you can do there. I've got a lot of different move types. If you want to do use this thing for just a for fun playthrough, mostly through TMs, what you're going to be using, things like a body slam, iron head, body press, zen headbutt might be a fun move set if you're just looking to throw out some damage over the course of a game rather than like building something for a strategy. And it's fine, but like the things you would want to do, like that's like the one kind of fun thing I could think of to do with this thing. Like you said, the Squovit is probably going to do it better. Mm. But it's a cute little pig in its first form.
Another pig.
Yeah.
We got a few now. Sproink. And was it Embor?
Embor, sure.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's very similar to Nidoking and Nidoqueen. Mm. Just like there's, you know, branching evolutions and totally different types. But even then, it seems like the male is the attack, the more physical attack oriented one. And the female is the defense oriented one.
Yeah.
And it seems like just in their natures too, or in their abilities and stuff, it seems like one wants to be more of an attacker in a meta sense, and then one wants to be a little more defensive. So I don't know. Yeah, it's you know, when you break down all of the stuff, it makes it seem a little more interesting, but ultimately it's like pretty dull.
Yeah, you still have to like execute all these things perfectly. And
well, it's not like it's hard. You just do stuffed cheeks and then you start body pressing. I mean, it's not...
That's what she said.
Let's move on. Let's power through this.
I think we're getting tired here. Okay. So the last one I have is Golden Go.
Very cool.
Steel, I love this thing so much.
Yeah, Steel Ghost. Great combination there. It has this ability called Good as Gold, which is one of the best abilities that's ever been made in the game. Total stats of 550, which is 87 HP, 60 attack, 95 defense, 133 special attack, special defense of 91, speed of 84. I wonder why 133 and not 134. What did they think they were doing with this one? What was their min-max calculations that they were doing? Like, we gotta rein in Golden Go, guys. At any rate, this thing is absolutely fantastic. It's a two-form. It evolves from a thing called Gimme Ghoul, which you've probably seen in its chest form in the ruins and on top of the spires. To get it to evolve, you got to collect like 999 coins, and it'll just evolve.
So I got one to evolve. I'm already at 200 and some coins. Like it's not terrible. It's just whenever you're walking around, you hear that little noise, you're just like, oh, fuck yeah, let's get some coins.
Yeah, you can kind of just go around the map and pretty quickly... If your objective was just get 999 coins, it'd probably take an hour or so, but you could kind of just fly all around the map and look for where they usually spawn and collect all the coins. But yeah, this thing kind of has absolutely everything going for it. If you were sort of just getting into 5-star raids and you weren't sure, like, I have the resources to fully spec level 100 a Pokemon, this gotta be it. This is easily one of the most robust, just flatly usable, safe picks for virtually all raids. You know, its stats, its typing, its ability, the moves it gets, everything kind of works for this guy. On top of having 133 special attack is great. You got four weaknesses, but again, you got three immunities and nine resists. So yeah, you do have to worry about a handful of things.
Two things damage it normally.
Two things damage this thing normally. Yeah, it's pretty wonderful. And why would you want this good as gold ability? Holy shit. It just straight up prevents status moves from impacting you. So, unreal. Unreal how useful that is. What that means, to give you an example though, say it means that something that uses Thunder Wave will never paralyze you. It just simply will never paralyze you. That said, if something hits you with a Nuzzle, you can get paralyzed that way. Same way that, like, Ice Fang. Ice Fang can inflict Frozen, I believe. Is that right?
If that sounds about right.
Is it Ice Punch? One of the...
There are ice moves that can also freeze.
Say you're using one of those moves that could inflict that. Yes, it still can. But nobody could just do a move. I don't even think there is a move that just applies Frozen. But if there is, then there you go. So, a Will-O-Wisp. Will-O-Wisp will never hit you. But a Fire Fang or a Fire Punch, if they do inflict, fire would work. Anyway... that just makes you absolutely safe. It really just forces your opponent to kind of face you like straight up and just kind of try to take you down. Really easy moves to run too. You just run Shadow Ball, make it rain, which is a signature move. You run Nasty Plot and you run Metal Sound, and you're good. I don't even worry about healing with this thing. Just most things just don't even get to you. You're too strong. Like they just can't come at you. And so Nasty Plot, of course, is going to boost your special attack by 2 stages. Metal Sound will reduce their special defense by 2 stages. So if you're playing with a lot of other specialists, special type attackers, might as well help the group. And then, yeah, Shadow Ball, just real stable stab move. Also has a chance to reduce special defense. And Make It Rain is an interesting one where it deals like some really big splash damage. I think like 120 damage in steel.
Yep.
But it will lower your special attack. So you need to be careful with that one. Typically, that's like a slam dunk.
And also, you get money at the end.
Yeah, you get a little...
It's a powerful payday.
I used it, and I wasn't getting a meaningful amount of money.
Well, yeah, you're not going to. You're getting money for using a move. Come on.
But yeah, it is kind of nice at the end of the thing where they just throw you a couple hundred coin for whatever you just did.
It's funny.
Yeah. So, you could run Recover on it if you felt like you needed to. Like, whatever. You could also run Thunderbolt, Power Gem, Dazzling Gleam. All those are good. I found that Shadow Ball will get the job done, though. It's great. I also think it's important to have an Ability Shield as a held item on this thing, just because you don't want to have anyone strip away this good as gold. It's just such a incredible ability that it's worth maintaining that no matter what, as opposed to giving it any other held item that could, you know, boost it in some other way. Absolutely top tier. This is S tier shit right here. This is like your guy. If you don't know what to work on, if you want something that's going to help be helpful, virtual universal in raids, just pick any 5-star raid you see online and you want to join it and contribute to your team. Golden Go will do something to help and will probably not die. And most the not die is probably the most important thing. So, absolutely.
He's a big goofball.
You know, I was thinking about that too with the design.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, the Gimme Ghoul looks like a chest, and they could have gone a different route where they could have just made it an even larger, menacing looking evil mimic.
Yeah. That would have been really cool.
But they're like, no, he looks like a little explorer made out of gold.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's silly at first, but it's also kind of a cute design. So, you guys have to say anything? I kind of just rambled there for a bit.
No, he's great. I really like him.
Yeah, big thumbs up.
Yeah.
All right, Wes, take us home.
All right, last one is Ferrigraph. Yeah, Ferrigraph. Whatever. Normal psychic.
Mm-hmm.
It evolves from Girafarig once it learns Twin Beam, which I don't know what level Girafarig learns Twin Beam. I'm not 100% sure on that one. Now that the brain waves from the head and tail are synced up, the psychic power of this Pokemon is 10 times stronger than Girafarig's.
The brain waves.
Level 32.
The hardened head from the tail protects the head of the main body as Ferrigraph whips its long neck around to headbutt enemies. Like, all right.
Shields them from the brainwaves?
Yeah, sure. Base 520 stats. This thing's cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 120 HP, 90 attack, 70 defense, 110 special attack, 70 special defense, and 60 speed.
Real big HP.
Real big HP. He's got decent defenses. It's okay. So you are getting some use out of that HP and everything there. But yeah, this egg moves, double kick, take down, mean look, mirror code, future sight.
A lot of egg moves.
Wish, ally switch. A good chunk of TMs you can learn from this thing. I mean, it's just this psychic normal guy. He's a big giraffe. Crunch, like one, yeah. Baton Pass, Nasty Plot, Psychic. This twin beam move, user shoots magical beams from its eyes to inflict damage.
Magic.
It's like 240
targets and twice attacks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 240s. So, yeah, it's okay.
It's really good, yeah.
Yeah. You can build a physical or a special attacker. So you get some different ways to play this thing. The normal psychic typing is interesting. Like you get one resistance, one immunity, and only two weaknesses. Everything else is damaging normally, so you're not worried about too much.
Yeah.
Nope.
And, you know, one of the things you're weak to is, of course, bug. And a lot more things have bug moves now, but you're still not like worried about like the low kicks that someone's gonna throw out at you.
Yeah, it's just bug and dark.
Did you talk about is it Armor Tail?
Yeah, I didn't go over its abilities. It's got the Kudchu, where you can reuse the berries. It's got the Armor Tail. It makes opponents unable to use priority moves against the Pokemon or its allies. And it's got Sap Sipper, which is weird.
That is a strange one.
Yeah. Or just really have Sap Sipper.
Yeah, really situational.
All you need to do is, like, Armor Tail is I think, again, a really fantastic ability. Not just you.
Explain Armor Tail.
Your teammates. Like, priority moves.
Break it down.
Like, anybody that wants to use a move that's going to go first and inflict the status of ailment, or even just try to hit you, or sucker punch you, or anything like that.
If somebody's got, like, a prankster Pokemon.
Yeah, and it's not even, like, it, like, reduces the damage. It straight up does not work. So you could be with a team playing, and then it starts trying to do any kind of like priority move on anybody.
Like
and
a baby doll eyes, which is real annoying.
Yeah, it saves not just you, but your whole team. Again, this is just one of those things where it just feels like it's going to be used a lot. This isn't one of those scenarios where like you're, again, Mabastiff worrying about someone trying to trade out a Pokemon or something like that, which is so situational. Or guard dog, like they're going to try to swap you out for something else, you know? Like, how many times do you get involved in a fight where someone's trying to do some kind of priority move?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really nice to shut that shit down. And again, big bulk, really big bulk. What's the healing? Does it get recover or is it just wish? I mean, if it gets wish is good.
Yeah, it gets wish as an egg move.
Yeah, like this. So you're going to get some
heal. Thank you. I had a drink in my mouth.
Yeah. So I like
this. Let me ask you a question with Dr. Pepper full in your mouth.
Sorry. So I dig this one. I think it's a pretty good Pokemon. Yeah, Wes, you grabbed the one garbage one and three really cool ones.
Yeah. they're the new variant stuff.
Yeah.
And I always end up doing a variant run at some point. I really enjoyed my run in Sword with it, where I used, the Mr. Mime evolution.
Mr. Rhyme.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Rhyme. I used Mr. Rhyme, and it was a fun run.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one. So I always like the variants.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Anything else we need to cover here before we close it out?
That was a lot of content for 12 Pokemon.
Sure was. We'll keep it going. Yeah. See if we can cover them all.
Absolutely.
So next up, we'll do our...
mini show.
We'll do a mini show. But what we'll do is just close the book on 2022.
Oh, and right.
Go through, see if there's any games we want to highlight. There are a few games that we do need to bring up for the first time that came out in 2022. Things like... Sports Story. We think we've talked a little bit about River City Girls.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Wes will both be playing Persona 5. Maybe talk a little bit of Mario Plus Rabbids.
You're playing Persona 5?
Yeah, I have it.
You're going to go back to it?
Yeah. Now that I have it on Switch, I might be able to finish it.
We'll also be a week into 2023, so we can just do our recap of the best of 2023.
Yeah, definitely. Might as well knock it out all at once.
Yeah.
2023, Game of the Year. Tears of the Kingdom, right? We all agree?
I'd assume so, yeah.
Done. We did it. And then we'll do a retro show, and that'll be a good one.
Will it,
though? It'll be a show. We'll do a show.
We did. We'll discuss some things, yeah.
Yeah, participation award.
Yeah. And that'll be that. That's it. That's the end.
So long.
See ya. At the Pokemon Christmas Bash, who's that Pokemon? Brock's kicking in, and it's a gas. Pokemon Christmas Bash. Who's that Pokemon? Sweat.
Christmas tree full of Pokeballs.
Hey Santa, if you're really listening, my wish list has only one thing. Just give me one dance with Ash
at the Pokemon Christmas Bash.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash? Who's that Pokemon?
Just give me one dance with Ash.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash? Who's that Pokemon?
Squat, squat, squirtle.
I'm Ash here with Pikachu. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year too. The holidays wouldn't be the same without roasting chestnuts on
Charizard's flame.
Santa, can you help it go faster to become a Pokemon master? Gotta catch them all down to the last
at the Pokemon Christmas Bash.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash? Who's that Pokemon?
Gotta catch them all down to the last.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash? Who's that Pokemon?
Squat, squat, squirtle.
Team Rocket's doing something shocking. This year we're going to fill your stocking. Take a break from causing trouble. Jesse,
James, and make that double. We thought we'd change our ways and be nice on Christmas Day.
Team Rocket's having a blast
at the Pokemon Christmas Bash.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash? Who's that Pokemon?
It's Brock,
Misty, and Ash.
Who's that Pokemon?
Team Rocket's having a blast.
Who's that Pokemon?
Happy Holidays from the Pokemon Cast.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash?
Who's that Pokemon?
Squat, squat, squirtle.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash?
Who's that Pokemon?
Squat, squat, squirtle.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash?
Who's that Pokemon?
Squat, squat, squirtle.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash?
Who's